Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Well, the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine here in Australia hasn't gone as smoothly as the federal government might have hoped, Hutsy.
No, to say the least.
There's been a few speed bumps. I mean, there always is going to be speed bumps when you roll out a vaccine because it involves needles. You know, a lot of people are deathly afraid of needles.
Yep.
I don't know why they haven't put it into pill form yet, but even still, I'm not good at swallowing like pills.
Suppository?
You pretty much have to hold me down. Well, not a suppository, but if they wanted to give me the COVID-19 vaccine in pill form, you'd have to hold me down like a dog and rub my throat as I swallow
pizza
it.
Pizza around it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But of course, with some of these vaccines, there's been instances of clotting. It is extremely rare.
Yeah.
Like, you got way more chance of catching the actual virus than you do of suffering the side effect of clotting.
Yeah.
But, you know, people have raised concerns about it. And this week, the AstraZeneca vaccine has been under the spotlight due to the clotting side effect.
In the last week, there have been 12 confirmed or probable cases of blood clots, 7 of which were in people aged between 50 and 59.
But still, it's clotting. To me, as a side effect, yes, you know, you could die from it.
Yeah.
But to me, it's kind of like, I got my Pfizer jab the other day, and like even if they offered me the AstraZeneca one, I'd be like, whatever.
Yep.
Clotting is kind of like a very vague side effect in my mind.
Yeah.
If they said, Brad, we're going to give you this vaccine and you've got a 1 in a billion chance of going bald and your junk falling off, I'd be like, no thanks,
yeah.
I'll take my chance with the coronavirus.
With
clotting, I'm kind of like, I'm willing to roll the dice because it's such a low chance of doing it. But because of these new statistics, they have, as you've heard in the news, shifted the age group for who is going to get the AstraZeneca vaccine.
They have recommended an increase in the age range for those who should be using AstraZeneca from 50 to 60 and above.
So it was 50 plus, but now it's for people aged 60 and over.
These things just keep on changing. It reminds me of those old Apia commercials. If you're 55 and no longer working now, so that used to be the retirement age. Now it's like 85, 95, whatever it is now. Just settle on a number. Come on.
Wouldn't you be dirty, though, if you were like in your 50s and you just got your AstraZeneca jab yesterday and neck minute, the health minister's on the TV going like, it's for 60s and over only. You're like, what? That's like when you pour yourself a glass of milk and start drinking it and someone says, didn't that expire like 2 days ago? You're like, what? You know, that's the same feeling times 1,000.
It's the only time in your life you're going to be a 50-odd-year-old person and they'll be like, oh, sorry, you're underage.
Yeah.
You're not old enough for this.
So obviously this is going to, again, make it harder to encourage people to get that AstraZeneca jab. But I think they need to focus less on the side effects and more on where it's made, because it's made in Melbourne. The AstraZeneca vaccine that they're rolling out. So they just need to put the little, you know, because people, I think, would rather run the risk of getting a clot than being accused of being un-Australian not buying Australian-made or getting an Australian-made vaccine. So if you just slap that little kangaroo on the side of it, the little Australian-made logo, people would be rushing in just going like,
just hook it to my vein!
I'd be excited to get the AstraZeneca jab.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Morning, guys.
I'd just been back from holidays. I was up in sunny Queensland.
Oh, he's got a tan and everything.
When
too.
Game 1 of Origin was on, they are not fans of the Blues at the moment.
Well, you were away. I didn't realise you were away.
More work was getting done.
Yeah.
Speaking of Origin, Boyd Cordner hanging up the boots. So, how did you know it was time to go when you came to that point?
Yeah, and when you get to that age, your body knows. I always said that the day that I woke up and didn't want to go to train and didn't want to be a part of anything, that was when I knew it was time to give it away. Yeah, your body just gets to a stage where it can't handle any more. And it's not so much the playing side of things, that's the easy bit. It's the day in, day out, trying to train, get yourself ready for games. The preparation is harder than what the actual games are. Boyd obviously knew that his body, yes, would be ready, but one more whack, and it puts a wind up you. The doctor said one more whack and that could be it. And, you know, I was in the same boat with my knees. They said one more whack and you might be able to run around with the kids and might be able to do that. So it does put the wind up there, and, you know, hats off to him. We forget he's 29 years of age. He's captain of his country, captain of his state.
Yeah.
And won 3 premierships.
Yeah.
But that's no easy feat in his own right.
Yeah, definitely. Well, good on Boyd for making the right decision for him and his family. But round 15 of the NRL started last night. Let's not talk about what happened to the poor Broncos. Let's move on with tonight's game, the Cowboys v. the Sharks. What do you reckon, Mick?
I think the Cowboys at home be too strong this week.
Tonight's jackpot game, the Panthers. Will they lose three in a row against the Roosters?
I don't think they will. The only thing that worries me about Penrith is their depth. 2 weeks in a row now we've seen their key players out and they've struggled. And I think they'll bounce back this week. I've got no doubt about that. But when they're out, mark my words, they're going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, what's that final score going to look like?
Yeah, it's worth $600 to whoever guesses it.
Because Brad's been away, how about I let Brad choose it for me? What do I usually choose, Brad?
Oh, well, you normally go 24-12, but I think this is going to be closer this week, Mick. A knock-down, drag-out
match.
Yeah,
come on, Brad. How many goals is the team going to score?
Well, if there's a penalty shootout. I think it's going to be like 18-14, something like that.
Okay, there you go, Brad. We'll go with you, and if I don't win, we'll blame you.
All right, fair enough.
How much are we putting on that one? Let's see how we go. All right.
Then Saturday night, the first game is the Knights v. the Warriors.
Yeah, this is the toss of the coin for me. Knights haven't really hit the ground running this year like they were last year, and you know, the Warriors, well, you never know what you're going to get. I'm going to go the Knights only for the simple fact they're at home.
The Dragons. The disappointing Dragons versus one of their biggest bogey teams, the Canberra Raiders.
Another toss of the coin. This one, I've played at both sides, and the Raiders would obviously get a lot of confidence out of last week, but the Dragons, they've got to turn it right around. I'm going to go the Dragons only for my heart.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a tough game.
Well, if you look up consistency in the dictionary, you probably see the Melbourne Storm Saturday night. They're taking on the Tigers.
Yeah, look, I think Melbourne will be too strong.
And the first game on Sunday, the Eels taking on the Bulldogs. Two old rivals going head-to-head.
The Eels too strong, mate. Strong. They've got a red-hot side right across the park, and yeah, they've got a few guys out, but the guys they're putting in, giving them opportunities, it only helps. So the Eels too strong.
And to wrap up round 15, the Gold Coast Titans are playing the Manly Sea Eagles.
I'm really impressed with Manly, the way that they've gone the last few weeks. I'm going to go with Manly. And, you know, it was a pretty big thing for Cherry Evans last week, the captain of the Queensland side that got flogged. Day later, turned it around and they flogged the Cowboys. I think that was a big turnaround for me. And so, yeah, I think Manly's too strong this week.
Fair enough. Well, thank you so much for your tips, Mick. We'll catch up with you again next week.
No worries, guys. Talk to you soon.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Always checking every couple of days to see what's on the local buy, swap and sells. There's always some cool stuff on there. And then all of a sudden you start to think, maybe I don't really need this, but I want it because it's cheap. And I need to get it before someone else gets it.
Yeah, you become addicted to the bargain hunting. Yeah. It can be a sickness.
Yeah. Is there any certain things on the buy, swap and sell pages or online garage sales, things that you would never buy? Like something you're like, nah, line through that straight away. There's no way I'd ever purchase something like that.
I don't know, sexy lingerie for myself?
Like shoes. If you saw a pair of shoes at a garage sale online, were you like, how could I wear shoes that someone else has worn? Or
yeah,
like
shoes,
like
underwear, things like that. I would probably not, you know, I'd question why the person is selling such things, but yeah.
There's a few questions about why certain things were going for a cheap price over in New York in Brooklyn. It was part of an estate sale. Everything must go. Those words were used, like the carpet stores that are like, everything must go, closing down sale.
Did they have the inflatable wavy arm man
they probably
at this estate sale at the front? Like
should have had that
yard
out the front. But they had all the usual sort of stuff. There is, unfortunately, this person passed away, so it's an estate sale. So it's like, all right, we just sort of take what we can get. Yep. There's not too much haggling going on. We just need it all gone, that sort of stuff. So dining tables, toiletries, bed frames, mattresses, bedding, all that sort of stuff as well. People are like, okay, this is cool. Maybe we can go grab ourselves a bargain at this sale. But selling a mattress, I feel like, you know, there's certain types of mattresses and things around mattresses that you just can't and shouldn't sell when it comes to mattress. Like if I see a mattress online, I'm like, it's got a couple of stains. I'm like, no, I'm probably not going to. I don't think I'll be buying that. I don't care what price it is.
I think even if the mattress didn't have stains, I would have second thoughts about buying it, unless it was wrapped in the original plastic that it got sent from, you know, Harvey Norman with. You know, if it's wrapped up, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if it's been used, yeah, it's questionable.
Yeah. How used, exactly. Yeah. So with this
especially if it's got the description, oh, one slightly used mattress, had a lot of good times on this baby. You're like, okay, no, I don't want to know about
that.
You
may want to get a couple of sort of sexual health tests after checking out this mattress. But yeah, this particular one here, obviously an estate sale, the person passed away. Chances they could have passed away on the mattress, right? Or You know,
I didn't even think of that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That could be a haunted mattress.
Imagine that. Something you've got to really consider.
Yeah.
Turns out it gets worse, though. This person was obviously talking about selling stuff at a discount rate, and they mentioned the fact that the mattress, the person passed away while on the mattress. And you're like, that's a no straight away.
Well, you'd at least ask for them to knock some money off the top of the mattress. I would have been willing to pay $200, but since the guy who used to own it died on it, I'll give you $150.
Yeah, it's like, well, you sleep like a log on this mattress, literally. That's how good this mattress is. Yeah, but it gets worse because the person that died on the mattress, their body wasn't found for a week after they passed away.
Okay, no, that's a big, that mattress should be set on fire.
So that part is quickly, and then after that it's straight away. It's like, oh, by the way, this person that used to own this mattress and house, they only owned one cat and they didn't have any other sort of pets and stuff around, non-smoker. It's like, hang on a sec, go back. What was that again? About died in a week on the mattress? Okay, for health reasons, you probably shouldn't be selling that mattress
at all. Not at all. Or you should at least put that part way down after the cat and the non-smoker part. You know what I mean? That's like bury the lead on that one if you're trying to flog a mattress.
People absolutely smashing this online going, that's just a biohazard. They probably should call some sort of health authorities and things like that, obviously. Yeah. But really,
still better than a futon, though.
Oh,
I'd still rather sleep on a mattress that someone's died on than a futon.
Absolutely, I agree as well. But you often hear the terms, though, the phrase. You can't take it with you when you go, but in this case, I think they should have made an exception.
Yeah, I think so too.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.